The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning here on the 4th of November, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue, who's at the helm.
Good morning, Carl.
Who spent Halloween playing Dungeons and Dragons in a castle someplace.
It was so much fun. Absolutely had a great time.
You look great. You look great.
And we're here, with, of course, with Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. And I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather. Today will be sunny with a high near 84 and our lows of 46. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 81 and a low of 47. Wednesday, mostly sunny. So we have this beautiful week ahead of us again with the fall. Have you looked at the fall colors? I think we have had this year, in particular, one of the most beautiful fall seasons. Warm. We took a walk around the neighborhood with the dog yesterday and just looked at how beautiful and clear. We're very blessed to have this weather. Wednesday night, mostly clear with the lows of 47. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 81, and Thursday night, 47. Mostly sunny on Friday with 79. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, yesterday, we were at we talked about what happened over the weekend, you know, Halloween. I had a special show running on my North State Now show that was from Ashley, who's not here today. She has a publishing company, and this would have been some short stories that were read and we're running on my Thursday night show. And this weekend we did a live remote at the Red Lion Inn for Orchard Nutrition's Healthy Living Expo. And that was really, you know what, I love it when I'm surprised and when I'm bowled over with new businesses, people I don't know about. There were over 50 vendors. And we talked to people who were there, just pulled them up from behind their booth. We talked to a few people that were walking by, very articulate, very mindfulness. That's the first thing I can think of, people who are really trying the alternative to maybe or along with Western medicine, are trying to find things for a healthy lifestyle. And they had Ann Levings, who just recently got her doctorate in Chinese medicine. She is an acupuncturist here in Reading. People like that were speaking. So Orchard Nutrition put that on, and we were asked to do a live remote. So that was Saturday. Sunday, yesterday, woo, let me tell you, and Carl, chime in here. We always like to kind of talk about our week. We did a celebration of life for Ron Mapes. Now, many of you here in the North State, and if you're listening in Alaska or where you may be, Ron and Jerry Mapes were, Christian fellowship, music, ministers, that kind of thing. And when Carl and I first came to Reading, we were looking for, a church that we could go to and would kind of ring for us. And that would have been the Reading Christian Fellowship. So that's how we know Ron. And Ron passed away suddenly, and Carl called me. I was in Sacramento visiting my folks, and he said, Ron Mapes died. And I was like, what? So yesterday was a celebration of life. There must have been 600-700 people there yesterday. Filled the church to the brims, orchestra, full chorus. I cried like a baby, and his brother Jerry. I mean, these are people who have done worship music and albums their whole life. Their family has always been in ministry. And it was just a really beautiful thing. And it just was it reminded us so much of what we've been so busy that we miss taking time out and doing that kind of thing, you know, where we just sit down and give thanks. And we're very, very lucky. We've had 10 years in the business here in Reading. And with us this morning, I'm just going to go on. While Carl forgot his computer, so he's looking through his cell phone right now.
What I'd like to do is just remind everybody that tomorrow's election day. Special election, and you should know where you're supposed to be voting at because they changed the polling booths because it is a special election. If you voted up there by Benton Dog Park at the Catholic Church, you're going to be voting down at the, I think it's the Methodist Church down on East and Pine, or East End.
We haven't done the polling down there before. We don't.
That's where we went last time.
We did?
Where we got married.
Okay.
Yep.
I see.
Hey, look, the big reason we're all up here, and I'm trying to figure out which way to go on this thing, is that we have Eric Wittstrom with us.
Morning, Carl. Linda.
Good morning. Hey, who is the senior commercial banking manager over at Golden Valley Bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we were talking the other day, and he has the economic an economic snapshot of our region here.
Wow.
And specifically into the Redding, Shasta County area.
Well, before we start that, can I just say hello, buddy? We have people.
Good morning, Linda.
We have
hello.
Friends. Yeah, hello. And you know, I wanted to just go back to quickly do a little history that Eric and I grew up in the Sacramento area, and we went to the high school at the same time. Mm-hmm. A lot of mutual friends, and some of those friends, those Rio Americanoites, whatever Raider Rats, whatever you want to call us, what we call the Rats.
The Rats.
The River Rats.
Right. The River Rats.
So listening and saying hi, and, you know, it's really wonderful all these years later. You know, Carl went to getting people sent him biscuits yesterday from 1 year in Washington, from Washington High.
So, biscotties.
Biscotties, yeah. You just, you know, I kept in touch through Facebook. So here we are. I'm so happy, and of course, with your beautiful wife and your children who have watched, you know, some of the changes for you. And how much you do for our community, Eric. So I just wanted to say that. Okay,
well, thank
so
you
I
very
always
much.
Get a
well, and congratulations to you guys
thank
for
you.
10 years.
And
10
you were, you know,
years.
Well,
you were in the mix.
Long.
You were totally in the mix.
We were in the mix. Yeah. We were in the mix together.
You
yes.
Helped launch us on that, and we appreciate that yeah. so much.
So we're always going to put our name next to your name, whatever
but,
you do.
But life moves on.
Yes.
And let's talk
so
about this.
Are.
So Dave Benda did an incredible story on Sunday about
yes.
what is happening in these downtown areas. I didn't know.
It's amazing the amount of money that's being invested
yes.
downtown Reading.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Sure. So, you know, we've got some notable projects going on. Of course, the courthouse project, the K2 development project with their commercial and residential overlay. That's you can see it popping up. It's I think the second or third floor is going up, and then of course the tearing down the parking structure and building a new parking structure as well as more office, retail and residential downtown. A lot of different big projects and a lot of little projects.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know. Once again, recommitting to downtown, our downtown core.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've talked with you about this before. That I go up to the doggy park, the Benton Airport
right.
doggy park, and then you have, you know, people. It's really about their dogs, but people get to talking, and there's some people that have been here for a long time. People who, you know, are maybe thinking about leaving Reading, and I'm telling them, look. I don't know how many of them understand these numbers.
Yeah.
Reading right
good
now.
Good things are happening.
Reading right now, the way that you've known Reading is going to change.
Yes.
And
no
it may not be
it.
The Reading that you knew.
Or that it was, but
we are on the surge of a complete revival.
I think it's kind of a renaissance of downtown.
Yes.
Well, and we have a strong core business community. We at Golden Valley Bank, we've done this in our Chico headquarters for a number of years, over a decade. But we began over the summer with this economic snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
We take five different measurements of business performance and economic performance in the community, track it. We've got data going back about a decade. And we look at, you know, sales tax growth.
Well, yes. Why don't we just hit what they are, because then take a break and say what, you know, what
yeah.
the results
sure.
are.
We track sales tax growth, building permits, housing, both price and starts, the transit occupancy tax, as well as employment. We don't focus on unemployment. We focus on employment.
Okay.
And then most importantly is the business confidence survey, which is what the business people are telling us how they feel about their particular business.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break and come back and discuss that, how it looks like for Shasta County and Redding. And are we confident in what we're doing? Are people happy? Are people maybe having some queries here? But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but they've also are one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, that you can be seen in their emergency room in 30 minutes or less, and they want you out of there in an hour or less, which means they've got extra people, trained personnel, to help get you in and out of the emergency room. And they are a certified stroke medical center by the Joint Commission on Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility. They've got it all right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Eric Wittstrom of Golden Valley Bank. And what is an economic snapshot of our area right now?
Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, it's great to be here this morning. Okay, 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, we're getting right in here with Eric Woodstrom. But first, we love on our sponsors, Maxwell Insurance and a Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They do our insurance, by the way. Helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located on Hilltop Drive. Give Judy and her gang a call. 221-0441. All right, Eric, you've got a wonderful, wow, by the way, can we see that online?
Yes, it's available at goldenvalleybank.com. And you just scroll down, find economic snapshots, and you can find all the data you want for the Redding area and the Chico area.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to see if we can link that up today on our site as well. So we're going to go to
goldenvalleybank.com.
GoldenValleyBank.com and find this fabulous graphic.
Yep, the economic snapshot. We have it visually as well as for those that like statistics and data. We've got all the data to back it, too. We update this twice a year based on changes in different trends and different indexes.
So, shoot.
Okay, well, all in all, we're up a little bit from the last quarter, which is strong. Our sales tax is about $6 million a quarter, where if you looked back 10 years, it's about $4.5 million a quarter. So
we're,
and that's the largest component of the of income coming into the general fund for the city. So that's a really large indicator of economic growth locally. We've got building permits up about 20% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some significant commercial projects. We've got a lot of residential projects coming out of the ground too over the summer, and
I think Jeb Allen is planning on building another 700.
He's got
More than that.
He has a large development south of Rancho Road that ties into his current one there.
Yeah.
When you have somebody like Jeb Allen, just like let's just think about this for a minute, willing to build out. I mean, he could retire.
Yes.
But he's willing to
put his time, effort, and money
to help us all grow, because we're going to have an insurgence of people.
Yep.
And there might be a lot of people leaving California.
And he certainly leads, in building new homes. He's got a project up off of Eureka Way that's a kind of more high-end. Has some multifamily or some high density that's going
green
in. It's going to be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's made a commitment back to this community like no one else in the home building business. And that's just, you're right. He has choices, and he's chosen to stay and build out.
And be part of this resurgence.
And be a part of it. And it keeps the trades in business. He's got a core group of trades that have been with him for a long time, keeps them active, keeps people employed, selling material, building homes, selling homes, and on and on and on.
Well, and then you have the K2 family.
Yep.
They are in the commercial construction.
Yep.
Yep. And they are just tearing it up in more ways than one.
They've got two very large projects, each over $20 million. And, there's a low-income component of it that helps the funding and different pieces of it. It's very complicated. I've spent quite a bit of time with them understanding the project and putting it together. And they persevered. Applied for the funding on a competitive basis and won, and you can see the results of it downtown here.
Well, and now they've made the announcement that on November 11th, Veterans Day, they're getting ready to start the deconstruction of the parking structure.
Wow. Yes. And that's going to be a game changer for a lot of people, but not really. It's like anything else. We grew up in Sacramento, the days of going to Sacramento and pulling up at the curb and running into a store. You just realize you've got a parking garage. Pull out your umbrella, get used to it. It's called growth.
And our parking habits downtown may change for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But there is plenty of parking. K2 and the McConnell Foundation have done a fairly consistent job of getting information out, talking about the plans, and there'll be a disruption of the current parking, but they've added temporary parking and they'll add new long-term parking to help balance it out.
And that's why I encourage all of our listeners that go online. If you did not read yesterday, Dave Benda, about what's happening with these downtown businesses that have been sold, Crown Camera being one of them. The owner, it's going to be a florist shop, and she is fantastic. Plus, there's going to be some other wonderful things that are going in in there, but she could have said, I don't know the parking.
In fact, she did say, I don't know if I want to stay in Reading
because
of what was going on. But then she said, you know what, I'm not leaving Reading. My family's here, and they feel like everything's going to be fine down here. And I'd love to have them on just to talk about that, about how, hey, we're doubling down.
We're doubling down.
I love to
Reading.
The term they said, we're not going to be part of the gripe fest. I love that.
Yes. Yep.
Get out of the gripe fest
and do something,
and do
to fix
something
it.
About it, or change your attitude. Yeah, get on board,
either
buddy.
Get into it to change it, or shut up.
Okay, so with all of this growth,
wait, we haven't even gotten into it.
Okay,
that's all right.
Well, no, I'm curious about the Adam McElvain ran on getting the super cable.
Yep, to get fiber and
yes.
And a high speed. Internet downtown and in kind of a downtown core.
That's going to bring in all these people.
It's going to make business easier downtown. It's available downtown right now at a cost. There's a couple providers that will provide it to you, but his plan, and I think it's going to be before the city council, maybe this week, but it's going to be pretty quick, is to develop a utility district or utility through the city that will provide cable at a less cost than is commercially available and with strong support from the city.
Great.
Yeah.
We like to hear that.
And I think that, you know, that'll be a catalyst for a different type of business downtown.
Chattanooga, Tennessee completely changed its business availability when they put that in.
Right.
And it's used as one of the examples of what happens when you put in a high-speed internet.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see the rollout of the proposal and the support that he gets from both the community and the city council. I think that's coming pretty quick.
You just talked about how our sales tax income has gone up a couple million dollars over the years.
Yeah, that's a symptom of people buying more.
Right.
Whether it's one of the largest components of the sales tax is automobile sales. Automobile sales in our area are strong and continue to get stronger, as well as the retail sector and the restaurants and all that. But we've got a strong service sector helps support the growth in the sales tax.
Well, is the service sector, and that includes, I mean, you're including fast food places and all this, is that correct?
Yeah, but it also includes medical, the hospitals, doctors, the law profession, accountants, and then all the retail is in that service sector. It contributes.
Oh, okay.
It's 69% of the employed are in the service sector.
Okay, and that's gone up also then.
Yes. I mean, the radio station's in the service sector, so, yep.
We provide service.
Of course you do.
Okay.
Well,
service.
We're with Eric Woodstrom, who's the senior commercial banking manager from Golden Valley. And, again, you can go to GoldenValley1.com.
GoldenValleyBank.com.
Okay, Golden Valley Bank. I wrote that down wrong.
Sorry.
GoldenValleyBank.com. And look at these graphics right now
details.
As we're talking.
Right.
Okay, what's the next big one that we have there?
Business Confidence Survey. So that's really
huge.
Yeah, that's a survey that we do of the business people. Let them respond to how they feel their business will be impacted in the next 12 months. And the consensus, over 60%, we have a neutral at 50 points on the scale of our index. And we're at our index is at 60, which means that people feel very confident in that their top line sales are going to increase, that general business conditions in Reading will continue to be stronger, and that they will be hiring, and that they feel that their profits will also increase over the next 12 months. So I think that's, confidence. And you listen to the national news, and they talk about consumer confidence and how it positively or negatively impacts our economy. It's a huge, huge impact on it. And the business confidence survey has a lot to do with the success of our of our local economy.
All right. And so we're going to have to take a break here when we come back. We're holding Eric Woodstrom over, of course, and then we've got Friends of the Fair coming on later on in the program to talk about wonderful things you need to know about what's happening here in the North State. This is Carla Lindebot, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on Your Talk Radio. We just covered Maxwell Financial Insurance. And so this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We love them. Go to homecomfort.org. Again, when we talk about people on our, do our live reads, chances are we use them. And, we definitely love to talk about the people we love doing business in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call or go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Listen to the radio.
Currently welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning. It is 47 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. We just saw Chuck and Judy Kenny at the celebration of life. But this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, it's your loved one needs some extra help, whether it's 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week. It is Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. She'll come out and talk to you and find out the right program that works for you and your family. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. If Linda's parents needed help on a regular basis, I would call Sharon Clark without hesitation.
Sharon did some work down in Sacramento for a while, and she helped my parents out.
I tell you what.
Yeah, that's another wonderful Reading success story.
It is, and you just can't say enough about them. No. Yep. Okay, hey, we're here with Eric Wittstrom, who is the...
the banker.
Golden Valley, yeah, he's from Golden Valley Bank, of course, and you are the senior commercial banking manager. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to change over here. I'm trying to find this one thing that was sent to me, and I found it, but it won't come up on my phone. It won't give me the attachment.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's made me crazy.
Oh, well. Anyway. Okay. So they'll be okay in the future.
It looks like the snapshot of our economy is good.
Yes. I think it's solid. It's been growing. Yeah. And it's solid. You know, and it's probably plateaued off a little bit from where we have been in the last couple of years coming out of the downturn or the recession, whatever you want to call it.
I think recession is a good word. We're at
a strong position. We've got high employment. We've got strong, business confidence and a lot of good things ahead of us. Now, we talked a little bit about, Golden Valley Bank and what we put this together. We've been putting together in Butte County and Chico for a long time. And we'll put this out twice a year. But Golden Valley Bank was founded about 15 years ago in Butte County by a group of business people, like a lot of the local community banks. It's been very successful in Butte County and has had a loan production office here in Reading for about 12 years and then opened a full-service branch a year ago. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary. So we've got a full-service branch up on Hempstead. Just above View 202, 250 Hempstead.
Beautiful views from your lobby there.
It's the million dollar views, if you will. And we're just
expanding.
We're expanding. We're growing. We're providing community banking services to businesses, to people. Our success is watching our customers succeed and helping them succeed through providing them, lending tools or cash management tools or deposit, facilities, and helping them grow and be successful.
Well, you've been doing that for a long time. So,
yes.
The banking industry was really hammered during that recession.
No doubt about it.
As you know, and probably for some good reasons.
Yes.
Others maybe just to pile on. But have things loosened up a little bit? Have there been any changes?
There's been a lot of changes, legislatively. We have certainly a much more heightened regulatory environment than we did a decade ago. But all of us and Golden Valley, I think, one of our strengths is making decisions locally and for the benefit of our local customers, having a feel for them, understanding what makes them successful and helping them get there. So, whereas some of the larger institutions have more of a regional approach and decisions are made sometimes locally, but more often, at someplace else, we're able to make lending decisions specifically, quickly and locally, which I think gives us a benefit. We through our economic reports and information that we're getting, have an understanding of the economy and which components are strong and can help them continue to strengthen.
So we love your graphic again that you brought in, Eric, goldenvalleybank.com.
Yep.
Encourage our listeners to go on there and look at this beautiful graphic about what's happening with our economic growth. I think you may be encouraged of what is happening in our community. Yep. Let's talk about when you walk into the bank, what makes you different than other people?
Other
banks, I mean. Not yep. you. We know that you're special. You're special. But anyway,
no, I think just the attention to each customer. We talk. We've got a strong team there. Jay Reagan has been with the bank for about running the loan production office since it opened here 12, 13 years ago. Chrissy Davis came over from another community bank and opened the branch. And we've got a team on the operations side and an electronic banking side and the lending side that just gives great customer service. I mean, we want to be responsive to your needs, whether it's
– You don't want to have to wait a month for an answer.
Exactly. And if you have, you know, the best banking relationship is one where you only talk, you know, you only go to lunch once in a while. Everything's running really, really smoothly. And the business person doesn't have to think about their banking. They make their deposits. Things work smoothly. But when something doesn't go smoothly, you pick up the phone, you call, and you get a person, and they get it fixed. And so that's, you know, that's what we work really hard on is solving banking, you know, issues for our customers.
So somebody came in and said they want a personal loan. You always have to attach it to something like, like a mortgage or something like that. Yeah. How are you finding people that are coming in and doing personal loans? They're saying, I need to, like, pay a bunch of stuff off and I'd like to have one payment at a certain fixed rate?
Yeah, we work with both individuals and business customers in consolidating debt, getting, you know, simplifying their banking, their loans. We provide home mortgages and home equity loans and personal loans along with, a full suite of commercial banking products, commercial loans.
What are your rates? Did we talk about that earlier?
Well, we haven't talked about rates, but we follow the national rates because our funding costs go up and down with rates. And right now, you know, this time last year, rates were going up and we were all fearful that rates were going to skyrocket. Well, they've stopped and come back down. You know, last week the Fed pulled back another 0.25%. They've now had three rate reductions in 2019. And so rates are really near historical lows again. 30-year fixed rate mortgages are under 4%. 15-year mortgages are 3 1/8. Commercial lending rates are down certainly from where they were last year. So it's a good time to think about if you have, commercial loans or personal loans and, you know, paying higher rates to think about refinancing them, get a lower rate locked in and improve your cash flow.
Well, that's an important thing, yes. But the other great thing is that you can get the answer right away.
You can get the answer right away.
You come in and they talk to you. Do you make the decision right there?
We put the paperwork together, and there's two people, one in Reading, Jim Doss, who I worked with at North Valley many years ago, mm-hmm. and a longtime North State banker. And then Mark Francis, he's the president and CEO, is in Chico, mm-hmm. also comes down here quite often. And the decisions are made right there. They're over a certain size. They go to a loan committee, but the loan committee meets once a week. It's part of our board of directors that are, you know, Chico business people. And so decisions get made quickly. And I think that's the benefit, you know, one of the big benefits that we have over some of the competition.
Okay. Eric Wittstrom, who is the senior commercial banking manager over there at Golden Valley. They've opened up their new branch up here.
Yep. Been open a year.
Thank you so much.
Year here. And, Eric, thanks so much for coming on. And
it's always fun to get on
your
show.
Especially this snapshot.
Yeah, you bet.
I like the snapshot because it comes out twice a month.
Twice a year.
Twice a year. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah, twice a year.
Yep.
And tracks the changes in the mood of business right here
in
town.
Both,
and if somebody wants to read it right now, they can go to
goldenvalleybank.com, pull down the menu, look for the economic snapshot, and you can find one for Reading, Chico, and we're beginning one in Oroville, too.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we're going to close out the show and talk about Sleep Number.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Four Winds Jewelry.
All right.
2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. That Linda loves to go to. It has the, of course, it has the only watch repair guy anywhere around.
Oh, boy, did we need that the other day.
Yeah, and so...
I'm taking my watches there today, by the way. I've got a bag full of just costume watches, but they're all like, they all need to have the batteries.
Rebecca
fixed.
And Henry have great prices on things. It's just really good a selection of jewelry, everything from estate to stuff they've designed themselves and built themselves. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, the 4th of November.
Whoa.
And 7:48 in the morning. Good morning. It's about 50 degrees out there. It's going to go up to about what? How
we're going to be at 84 today. 84. It's going to be a warm fall day, and our lows will be 46. We've got a beautiful week ahead of us, and we're not on any kind. We're in the 80s throughout the week until Friday, which is just a little dip right underneath, 80, about 79. We have a special guest.
Weather
with
reports
us.
Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call 365-3793. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show. Brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, I saw where they were canceling something like 365,000 customers were getting their fire insurance canceled. We know people have done that, and we've sent them to Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's found them insurance. Not only that, but she's done such a great job in the fire insurance. They've transferred all their insurance over to her. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, we're here with George Winship. Good
hey,
morning.
Hey, guy. How are you?
Good morning.
And we're talking about the Shasta District Fair and Event Center event. Benefit dinner, all you can eat ribs. Let's talk about this. This is benefiting our fair.
It is. About 7 or 8 years ago, we lost some funding from the state when they were cutting funding to, I think it was 78 different Shasta district fairs around the state. And Shasta District Fair lost about $240,000. It was about 25% of our operating budget.
Wow.
So instead of wringing our hands and, oh, woe is us, we formed a nonprofit corporation, the Friends of the Shasta District Fair. And I was president of the Anderson Rotary at that time, and Bill Gibson was on the fair board and also a member of Shasta Rotary, or Anderson Rotary. And so we formed a nonprofit, and here I am now on the board. And
so, that's what you do.
Because that's what I do. So this
and
is
you
our
do it, you do it so
and
well.
And very
thank
well.
You. Thank you. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary,
thank
by
you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
So this year we're having our 7th annual Forever Our Fair, All You Can Eat Rib Feed Dinner and Auction. And it's a big event. We sell over 400 tickets every year, and we're always sold out. It starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th, so you have plenty of time to get down there after the parade.
After the parade.
And you won't have your Marine ball till the next
night. Till the next day.
So no excuses this year, you guys. Anyway, tickets are $35 per person, or you can still buy tables to sponsor tables. We've got them at the $500 level and at the $1,000 level. There'll be plenty of gift baskets. There'll be lots of guns. We've got a great gun package this year. But this year, our special draw is a four-wheeler. It's a 2019 Can-Am Outlander 450 4x4. And, man, can you get a lot of work done with one of those, or maybe even go hunting or fishing.
So, well, somebody donated that.
We're actually buying it from the dealer. It's a Redding Yamaha.
Okay.
And
they gave you gave it to you at cost.
We got it at cost. Yeah. It's a $6,100 value.
Okay.
And tickets are $50, and we're selling only 300 tickets, so you have a 1 in 300 chance. Or if you buy more tickets, you got a better deal. But the tickets are $50, and it's all a donation to the Friends of the Shasta District Fair. And we do a lot of things with that money. Last year, we were able to re-roof Fusaro Hall because they had a horrible leakage problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of deferred maintenance down there.
No kidding.
We've got 64 acres and a whole bunch of buildings, a racetrack, a stadium, all kinds of things that we have to keep up for our 100-plus events each year, plus the four-day Shasta District Fair, which this year, by the way, in 2020, it's going to be on June 24th and close on June 27th. So
we've
got a lot of things going on.
Nice to circle your calendar because things seem to float around, and you're like, isn't there something really special coming up soon? What is it? Oh, yeah, it's the fair. So I think probably 2020 is the time to really be circling your calendars for these events that are going on, and we know that the Shasta District Fair is a really beautiful deal. So this is doors open at 5, dinner at 6. They're only $35 a ticket to enter. Or let's talk about your special tables.
Okay. We've got the special tables, and those include a lot of extra goodies. You get gun tickets. You get drawing tickets for the raffles as part of your goodie bag. You also get a bottle of wine and some inscribed glasses that we had made up a couple years ago. So it's quite a good deal, and you also get your name in the program and mentioned several times by the auctioneer.
That's great. So sponsorship levels are with seating for 10 are $500 and $1,000 for table packages. You know, mm-hmm. It's fun to go in with some couples if you want to, or by your family. It's a nice night out.
Right.
We love these auctions and these events. They go, and it's so cool. Now, you actually have some, you brought with you Friends of the Shasta District Fair gun drawing, which is, tell us about that.
Well, that's the deluxe gun package. It's sold separately from any of the other gun packages we have, and we have tickets for $10. And for that amount of donation, you get a chance to win a Browning Satori 725 12-gauge shotgun, and it's also paired with a Ruger GP100 Match Champion Stainless 357. So that's a nice pistol shotgun package, and they both come with deluxe cases. And
the Browning Satori is an over-under shotgun, by the way, all you people. It's not a pump or a semi-auto. It's a over-under. Browning Satoris are really fine guns. So
I leave that to the gun expert.
All right. So now, what do those tickets go for?
Those are $10.
$10, and how many? However many you want to buy.
However many you want to buy.
Okay.
Well, I think we're good for two of them right here.
All right. So you got them.
I just happen to see you have two of them.
Two. Yeah.
You got them. You were very good supporters last year.
Absolutely. So again, thank you so much for joining us again. And this is going to be a wonderful event. It's called the Forever Our Fair benefit dinner. All you can eat ribs. Which, you know, a lot of people love that. Just all you can eat. Just keep going back. And this is an event. The money is going towards the Shasta District Fairgrounds and upkeep.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what? And if you like going out to the fairgrounds and having events at the fairgrounds, people, you need to get behind this because, you know, without the money, since the state cut back because they've been spending all their money on trains and taking care of other things, obviously not the forest. Okay, I know I had to throw it in there.
No.
But still, they're taking away money that we're having to come up with. Well, we can because the fair every year is a special place.
It is.
And it allows people, thousands of people, to come down and enjoy themselves. They have, you know, just a variety, just mm-hmm. a variety. Who doesn't like the county fair?
I don't know. Each year we have over 10,000 people come to the four-day fair.
You know, when you think about that, you know, that's a lot of, you know, I mean, that's a lot of fun and excitement people have there. And where else can you get a, you know, turkey legs and fried cauliflower or something like that? They have fried everything.
Yeah. Yeah. This year we have a new fair manager, BJ Honeycutt. He comes to us from the Shasta College for ag program,
uh-huh.
And so he's well-versed in all things agriculture, which is what the agriculture district promotes,
we know
farming
BJ.
And good farming practices.
BJ has been on the show before, and you're right. And so, you know, my favorite story, of course, is when we went to a dunk tank. We were raising money, and nobody could hit it. Nobody, because I'd be saying, you know, nasty things to people. And finally, somebody went over and ran over and hit it and dropped me into the water, which was cool. And I got up, and then I was getting ready to head for Sacramento. I was just going to rinse off. And I noticed that there's all these little black hairs on me. And then I looked over, and there's these sweetest little kids with these baby pigs. And I went, so what do you do with those pigs? Oh, it's hot. We dip our pigs in here. And I went, oh, good. The only thing that made me feel better was that Don Burton was right behind me. Anyway, had to go home, shower now because the kids were dipping their pigs in the dunk tank there. And but I'll always remember that. And it was Chris Schwaga who did this to me. But and she's been a big supporter of the fair.
She has.
Yeah. Okay, George, how do people get a hold of you and how for a ticket?
Well, the best way to buy tickets is to call the fair office during business hours. They're open right now. They open their doors at 8 o'clock, and their number is 530-378-6789.
Super, super. Hey, you know, I can't, you know, when I look at, enjoy the magazines coming in right behind us, and enjoy is of something that when you look at this, the magazine, you wonder, have we had a fair issue? Do they have fair issues?
I don't know, but that would be a good idea to promote for them. I know they work about 6 or 8 months ahead of time, so it wouldn't be a bad idea if we could get that going right now. So
sure. You know, just say, hey, this year's fair, you know, we might have some things different. Everybody thinks of the fair, oh, it's going to be the same. Well, it's not. And you get new people in, you get new events. But, you know, but it's such a big thing for our 4-H'ers. Oh, my gosh, those kids in 4-H, it makes, you know, a lot of them make enough money to go to college out of
this. Yeah, the FFA kids really support it, too. And they not only have their animals, but they have all kinds of metalwork and woodworking and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so many things there. And you can see the best quilts, the best apple pies, everything. How do I get on the apple pie committee?
You just asked.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine. And I'm buying the 2 winning tickets for the rifle and shotgun. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 4 subpoenas expected to result in 4 no-shows for testimony today before House impeachment investigators. The subpoenas went to White House officials who are likely to take a pass on the opportunity to testify behind closed doors. The identity of the Ukraine whistleblower remains under wraps, and President Trump, along with a number of other Republicans, say that's just not right.
The whistleblower should be revealed because the whistleblower gave false stories. Some people would call it a fraud. I won't go that far.
A lawyer for the whistleblower says his client is now willing to answer written questions submitted by House Republicans. The surprise offer would allow Republicans to ask questions of the whistleblower and get answers directly without going through Democrats. An inappropriate relationship with an employee that has cost McDonald's top executive his job.
The fast food giant said former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect reports. In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged he had a relationship with an employee and said it was a mistake. McDonald's board of directors voted on Easterbrook's departure Friday after conducting a thorough review. The board of directors named Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, as its new president and CEO. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal appeals court in New York says President Trump's tax returns can be turned over to state criminal investigators. The ruling by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is certain to be further appealed. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading sharply higher right now. The Dow is up about 130 points, and NASDAQ 38 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
8 suspects being held in Vietnam after the bodies of 39 people were found in a truck in England.
Vietnam says it's determined to destroy the smuggling networks taking people from East Asia to Britain. These 8 arrests follow the detention of 2 other suspects on Friday. In addition, 2 people, one in Britain, one in Ireland, are facing manslaughter charges. A team of Vietnamese officials has arrived in Britain to help formally identify the migrants, made up of 31 men and 8 women. More than 30 families in Vietnam have reported missing relatives, although some of them subsequently discovered their loved ones were still alive elsewhere and not among the dead.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow.
Authorities have banned many private vehicles from taking to the roads of India's capital amid a public health crisis that has left New Delhi residents gasping and their eyes burning from toxic air pollution. News and analysis at townhall.com. One big oil company's bottom line took a bit of a hit in Q3, although it certainly didn't lose any money.
ExxonMobil's profits fell dramatically in the third quarter as the company was hurt by lower prices for crude oil and natural gas. The Texas oil giant reported $3.17 billion in profits in the third quarter Friday, down 49% from the same time last year.
Correspondent Keith Peters. An investigation by a consortium of news organizations, including the AP, finds some Canadians being exposed to dangerous levels of lead in their drinking water in some cities at higher levels than in Flint, Michigan. With little federal oversight, authorities have long reassured most Canadians that their water is safe to drink. A review of more than 79,000 water tests shows that in some cases, officials knew the tap water had high lead levels but failed to notify residents. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 140 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air. Dun, dun, dun. Monday, the 4th of November, 2019. It is 8:05 in the morning in the news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, good morning, everybody. And on this beautiful day, I've just been talking the whole morning. Excited because Rhonda Ball and James Masada are with us. But first, our temperatures, we're going to be around 84 today. It's a beautiful, can you believe it's the first week of November weather? Clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of around 46. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 81 and our overnight lows of 47. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 and overnight lows of about 47. Thursday, mostly sunny once again with a high near 81 and partly cloudy on 47. As we look to the weekends, Friday looks for 79. Little clouds with overnight lows of 47. Saturday, mostly sunny, 81 on Sunday. So if you're like still looking to plant and make sure that your ground has got lots of nutrients in it, now's the time to do it before we start getting into the winter weather. I don't know about you, but I changed my closets out 2 weeks ago, and I have boots and sweaters, and I'm longing to put them on for the fall. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we have a quick look at your roads this morning. We have a huge piece of metal in the middle of the roadway. This is near the I-5 Red Bluff rest area heading south. So if you are traveling, there's a huge piece of metal in the roadway. They're attempting to remove it at this time. And now, Linda, back to you.
Well, thank you. And with us, two of our favorite people who've been with us since day one, celebrated our 10th anniversary together, and they're celebrating 13, going on 14 years with Enjoy the magazine. It's hard to believe. I'm looking over at Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada. I said it so, I'm so happy I said it right.
You did it right. Yeah.
Yes. And so thank you, guys. And you also have a Thursday night show here with Enjoy the magazine, the store. You bring in a lot of artists and people that have a special interest that you've covered in your magazine. So we love having you on the first Monday of the month.
Thank you. We love being here.
And so, James, yesterday I saw you out in front putting, store goods out in front of your store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's November. So what do we have? We've got a beautiful new issue.
We do, yes.
And what's November. Going on in the store?
Let's see. The store is actually under a little bit of a retrofit. We're making some more changes.
Can we take the phone call?
Yeah. No, okay. I was going to ask you. I was like, where's our morning?
Oh, okay. So I did not look over there.
Tea parties or?
I'm waiting for the light. Maybe the light wasn't on or it was behind your back and I didn't see it. Rally Sally, good morning. What's happening with your meetings tonight?
Good morning. Yes, this is the week that
the one-year anniversary of the fire in Paradise. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that tonight we have the frontline investigative documentary called Fire in Paradise, 1 year after. We're going to be playing that tonight. I think it's very revealing. There were a multitude of reasons why that fire was so deadly. It wasn't just PG&E's fault. There were many factors involved there, and I think people need to come and watch this movie and be informed about the potential for fire still here. I mean, we haven't had rain like you were mentioning, and that's a lot of the problem here, too, so things that are so dry right now with no rain in sight.
Yes, okay. So sounds like a very interesting film. And again, tonight, what time and place
tonight
again?
Tonight, it's at the 2570 South Bonnie View Road, and we start at 6 p.m. So, and we will be out this week with the nice weather doing some more petition gathering. This week will be on Miracle Mile, North Market Street, somewhere on North Market Street.
All right, thanks,
so
Melanie.
So people want to sign the petition to recall Gavin Newsom, who has said he wants to take over PG&E if they can't get it right. What could go wrong with that?
All right, well, thanks, Raleigh, Sally. Appreciate that. I remember tomorrow we get to your voting booths because we have a special election tomorrow. So I know Carl and I like to go in person. We don't vote instant in our ballots. We like to go. So and as we've talked about the political aspects of both of those, let's go back to our joyful enjoy moment that we have in the morning. It really is. But we know that you know every article and every business, there's an understory, a backstory, a political. We have politics in the office. We have politics in our family. It's just, you know, are you politically correct? How do you go through, you know, you guys have been in business for 13, how many years now?
13.
Yeah. 13 years. And the two of you remain friends.
Well, that's because, to be really honest, a lot of grace on her part.
Oh.
You know, and we've worked together for 20-something years because we worked together.
She just knows me. She knows what,
I mean. She's like my brother.
Yeah.
She knows exactly what I'm going to do when I do it.
Yeah.
And, like, she knows what I'm not going to do.
She's so in tune with you. So in tune. And congratulations.
Welcome to my world.
Well, congratulations, Rhonda, because you brought in today. You have four children. I didn't realize you had four children.
Yeah.
And two of your daughters have been having babies
like crazy.
I mean, I'm telling you what, there's this younger generation that are just like, you know, we just went to a celebration of life yesterday, and it was so funny because the pastor that got up and said, and then they started to talk about the grandkids, and then they decided who was going to have the race on to have the most babies because they had all these grandkids.
And all these little kids were sitting in rows in front of us going, well, they've done a good job.
Yeah, they were
sure.
So cute.
Yeah.
So you're a grandbaby number five.
This is my fifth grandbaby, was born on Monday, last Monday, and she is so cute. Her name's Larkin Amelia.
Okay, now, you've got the basketball team. Are you going for baseball?
Well, I have another grandbaby on the way.
It's so, okay, you must be going for the baseball
How
team.
How many girls and boys out of the grandbabies?
There's three girls and two boys right now.
Do we know what the next one's going to be?
No, and she won't find out.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know
surprise.
What? I like that. And
yeah.
Because there's got to be a little surprise
right.
here.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
we know how it happens, you know, so there's got to be a little surprise.
And we knew Larkin, and we knew her name, and we knew she was going to, well, she was induced on Monday, so we knew when she was going to be mm-hmm. born, what her name was going to be, and her sex.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, so there wasn't any surprise, but boy, is she cute. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, were you there when she was birthed?
I was there, but I had my grandsons with me, and they're 4 or 5 and 3.
Oh, boy.
So they were with me, and when she was getting ready to push the baby out, the boys and I went into the waiting room for like 5 minutes because this is her fourth
right.
child, and she was born right away. So as soon as she was born, we went back in. And
oh, man.
Yeah, it was so
the
cute.
Beauty of the
you
birth.
You didn't want to freak out the boys.
And my oldest granddaughter was in the room. She's 11,
yeah.
So wow. We're almost 11. So
yeah.
She got to see it.
She got to see your baby sister.
Okay.
Well, you guys,
let's take a quick break here. And so we can get into everything besides all the grandkids and all the, you know,
and
being launched on you. You know, I can't wait to see the picture with all of them. You holding the two young ones and then the rest of them, and the rest of them gathered around you. Okay. Hey, you know, Sleep Number brings us this segment, and this is the month that Sleep Number is honoring the military. And if you know sleep's important, but can you know, have you ever thought how much a good night's sleep is worth to a, you know, to somebody in the military or a veteran? I can't tell you how many times I've slept on stuff that, I mean, slept on it and woke up the next morning and didn't think too much about it. But here it is, like 50 years later. And I remember every rock and pebble and side of the mountain I've slept on, or stuff that was over my head or ran across my body or slithered across my body. And I mean, it's, but no, a good night's sleep is hard to get because for a number of reasons. So, but now when I get that chance, it's what I do. But for military heroes to everyday heroes, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everybody in it. It, you know, it impacts on your creativity, your patience.
It sure does.
Your, I mean, really, patience when you think about it. Willpower and your physical and mental health. And right now, Sleep Number is got a great sale going on. This is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move during the night. And during the Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition. Which is only now $1,799. You save $1,000. And I tell you what, these beds last forever. Plus, exclusive savings for our military and our veterans. So even more savings there. But you're only going to find Sleep Number down at the Target Shopping Center at the Sleep Number store over there by the vitamin shop. Go on down there, find one near you, lay in the bed, and tell me that this isn't the best feeling bed that you've ever slept in. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. And enjoy the magazine.
But it can't sing and dance and it can't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, babe. And honey,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to get him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. Hey, you know what? It's getting cold out there. They have the Monitor heaters and the Toyo heaters and the Toyo water heaters. They've got them on sale there. They provide the kerosene and oil to them, and you can have unlimited hot water and heat to your house through SST Oil. You got to give them a call at 241-1167. They'll let you trade in the old ones. SST Oil has been in the business here in our town for 52 years and is an employee-owned company. They have 59,000 different spots for their fuel cards that work, including in the middle of nowhere, Nevada, when there's one pump. I mean, the middle of nowhere, Nevada at 10:30 at night. And everything's closed. That pump worked. All of that.
And with us this morning is Enjoy, Rhonda Ball, Ave Alvey, and James Masada. Let's talk about our Enjoy. How do we see my town full of history? What's going on? No, seriously.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here, we have a couple.
Wait a minute. There's a cockroach.
All right. Okay.
We have a couple clowns with us this morning.
Are you finished?
I am now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So,
and this is a great issue. I really like this one a lot. So,
and with internally, we were talking about things. There are issues that come out, and it's a very funny thing how when it's done, we all have our own opinion on the issue.
Okay.
So, like she was saying, like, I really like this issue. And not that I dislike this issue. It's just this issue just doesn't speak to me the way it does
okay.
to her.
But okay.
We always do this, though. She's like, this is a great issue. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a good issue. And then the next one, she's like, yeah, I don't know about this issue. And I'm like, what do you mean you know this issue?
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So we don't always see eye to eye, but I do.
You know
like
what? I have
issue.
Not seen one of your issues that didn't appeal.
Yeah, I couldn't find numerous things.
Well, you
that
like, we
to me.
Love them all. Yeah. They
right.
are,
they're like huge, your children.
They're huge value to the community, too, for things to do. It's just. Some articles speak to you as far as if it's emotional for me, you know, like, you know, there might be three articles in there that are really in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, the magazine just totally sings to me. Whereas if, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, you know, that's cool, but I would never go do that or I, you know, kind of a thing. So it's just funny how that stuff works.
Well, we're just getting into the November issue now. And you've got something pulled out there that you went right to.
Yep.
Well, and that's in your wheelhouse.
Right. And we've been doing this My Town page for a long time, for about 2 years, I think. And I really like it because it's people giving a shout-out to where they live and why they like living there. And this one this month is Mike Moynihan, who is the Shasta Historical Society's Board of Trustees chair.
He's so nice.
He's such a nice guy, and history is definitely his thing. So this My Town talks about how he became in love with the history of this area, and now he's on the historical board of trustees chair. So,
wow.
So it's really cool.
They started putting things on Facebook,
uh-huh.
that are just extraordinary.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't know if they've ever done it before or how I got into it now, but
yeah.
I mean,
it's
go
very
back
cool.
and create things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try to share those out.
I actually found it's a little secret and I'm going to try to order them, but I just found a secret hidden little website that these people, I don't know where they've got them, but have a treasure trove of hundreds of thousands of postcards. that are vintage from all over the United States. And they have probably over 500 vintage postcards from Shasta County.
Wow.
That are all the way back into like World War One, World War Two days.
Well, that'd be a great story, guys.
Which they sell them. So the postcards, you can buy them. They cost anywhere from $5 to some of them are $45 for a postcard. But these are, I mean, these were all the old, they have old hotels, old restaurants, the Miracle Mile before everything was, I mean, I was just, my jaw dropped when I saw them. And I'm like, you can just like type in the name of a city and they have treasure troves of postcards from these cities all the way back to like the 30s. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, going back to my town with the Michael Monahan Reading Shasta Historical Society, in one of the paragraphs on this, which I love, is that, you know, when he talks about my town, he gained his bachelor's degree from Chico State and was hired to teach American Problems at Enterprise High School, where he taught for 32 years.
Yeah.
16 years after moving to Reading, I bought my first and only home, which was built in 1936. The fact that the Cascade Theater was built in 1934, Jack's Grill in 1935, and my home, built a year later, seemed to postulate the fact that my future in the area was hanging in the balance.
Yep. And when he first came here in 1962, his father was applying for a job at Lou Gerard Ford. Yeah. And so they went to the Cascade Theater after that, and they had dinner at Jack's. So it was just kind of a cool thing, and how it just kind of all came together.
And he comes in because they do the Cascade, or I'm sorry, the Historic Society calendars every year, and we sell them at the Enjoy Store. And he comes in every, you know, he comes in all the time, but he every year to swap that out. And he is just such a light.
He's always up.
He is so happy and so nice, and I'm just always like, God, where do you get that energy? He's fantastic.
He loves life. Obviously, he loves life.
Yep.
You also have something in here. And you know, we went to a celebration of life yesterday that really, I bawled like a baby. It was at the Reading Christian Church. And Ron Mapes, we want to just keep repeating his name because he passed away suddenly. And Ron and Jerry were an integral part of doing the music and the worship, leading the worship music and doing ministry work as well.
His whole life was one of ministry. So here, back east, and then in Alaska twice, and then back down here. And he had just a wonderful life, and so many friends. I mean, the whole place was filled.
Yeah.
The whole Reading Christian Fellowship is a large place, and it was filled up, and then people were sitting on the sides. Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
So this the tie-in is about the ripple effect, and and this gentleman and what they talked about was that he mentored without even know that he mentored. Never crossly, never putting anybody down. He was just, everything was go with God and, you know, praise, you know. And that's, we went yesterday because every time we saw him, there couldn't have been, like, he oozed this beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we are going through chaotic times in our world, Reading's, we just had, of course, Eric Wittstrom on about what's happening with the revitalization of downtown, parking, changing, cranes. Blah, blah. There's this thing called a ripple effect that you have done a wonderful job. And can we talk about that article?
Yes. So this article is done by Kim Bonet. Obviously, she's very good at these types of articles. And so when we were talking wheelhouse and things, this is one of the stories, obviously, that's in this issue that I really gravitate to. And I just love the fact that it talks about individuals that have that light and the kindness and passing it along and the whole kind of ripple effect where, you know, if a leaf drops in a water or a drip of water drops, it creates that ripple and it just moves until it's out of sight, but it just continues, and it's like no longer conscious. It's just moving throughout, you know, the water until it dissipates or the water ends, kind of, so to speak. And so this is just talking about if you just could be conscious about doing one, even if it's just one thing throughout your day, choosing to do something that makes a difference. And, you know, and then she's gone through, and there's a list on, like, the third page. There's, like, 22 things that you could just do that are super simple. But, you know, one of the things that she has written here is this, have you ever had a tough day and seemingly out of nowhere, one simple gesture from another human being begins magically, lightens your emotional load? And it's like we've all been there where we're just having a day or something, and somebody does something, and just the recognition and their acknowledgement of you as a human being, one of 7 billion or how many there are people on the world, it's the simplest thing, but yet it really truly affects you internally. It's
and
hard,
affects the universe.
Yeah, it's hard to be continue in that mood when somebody recognizes you in that way.
I love how there's a couple things that stand out for me. Like donate your old books to a school, a senior center, or a little free library, and leave a note of encouragement inside for the next reader. That's a treasure.
Or inside, yeah, inside a book, right? Could you imagine just having, you know, putting your old books in there, and inside you put a post-it on the very first page that just says, whatever.
Yeah, have a wonderful day. Love this read. Hey, we're going to have to take a break. We're getting into our 8:30 moment. And the other thing she said, you know, pick fresh flowers, vegetables from your garden and give them to someone who needs a pick-me-up.
I like number one, which is this, that's cooking a meal, just double the recipe and give it to somebody that's in need. I mean, you're doing the work anyway.
Right.
Just add 2 carrots instead of one.
Right, right. I love that. Well, with us this morning is Rhonda Ball, Avi, and James Masada from Enjoy. And it's called Acts of Kindness in our November issue. Who've been with us now for 10 years. We love and appreciate you guys so much. More with Enjoy when we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop,
where I went to Friday and got the best haircut ever.
And, boy, you are looking hot.
Doesn't he look good with his long hair?
Hey, you have to give him a call down there. It works on appointments, but it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a better-known business. And get your haircut for Veterans Day, quickly approaching. So many things happening here in the next this coming week to help our veterans and to honor our veterans. So Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here 10 years ago. Gee, all these things that started 10 years ago, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty has built a team that teaches in over 30 counties and 40 different places. To learn more, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. And we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And our first Monday of each month is Enjoy the Magazine, where we talk about the great things that are happening in our area all over the North State. And about people, about food, about theater. I mean, it is absolutely a fabulous magazine. And what I would do, if I was you, is I would get a issue and do a subscription for a good friend of yours that doesn't live here, but visits here, you know, yeah. So they can get an idea about this.
That'd be a great act of kindness.
That's an act of kindness, and that helps two or three people all at the same time. It gives you a present for Christmas that lasts all year long. At very reasonably priced. It does something well good for your family, like when I send it to my sister, and that's what I'm going to do this year, is a subscription to Enjoy Magazine. And then it really Enjoy Magazine enjoys it.
Yes, we do.
Well, and it ties into who you are and what you're doing in your community.
It makes them
actually feel a part of your life in a roundabout way.
Right. And they were just here, mm-hmm. and they love it up here.
And we brought them into the store.
Beautiful. Yeah, in fact, we bought stuff at the store. And because they love getting stuff from the store.
So today I'm going to go get two bat boxes.
Yeah.
It's important right now. Okay, let's go into the magazine a little bit more. And we were talking about Eureka's Siskiyou County's museum exhibit, Aviation History.
Go for it, Rhonda.
So this is an exhibit in Siskiyou County in Yreka. And it talks about the history of aviation. Let's see, one of the guy's names, Robert Trimble. He pioneered the precision landing techniques needed in rough mountain terrain so he could rescue hunters and hikers who got lost or injured in the woods. He scouted for fires and transported supplies and equipment to firefighting crews. And then Bob Alexander, who's also a Scott Valley resident and World War II veteran, he flew fire planes in World War II and bombers in the Korean War. So they are featured in this exhibit, and along
and
with
that, and that gentleman also created skills that were specifically in trained and used and trained now for pilots. When and he so these gentlemen both served and fought and did that kind of thing, but then he brought their talents back to use them for firefighting and rescue and all that stuff. But then they developed very intricate procedures that are still used today for flying in these kind of rough terrains, or being able to save a mountain climber with, you know, and land a helicopter in valleys and rough terrain. So,
and then another pilot that's featured in the exhibit is Brian Favero, and he his claim to fame was as a Navy aviator. He was part of the recovery mission for the Apollo 16 moon flight. So pretty interesting, all kinds of flight information. They talk about helicopters. I mean, they're going to be featuring helicopters and hot air balloons, and it's just all about flight. So, and I believe that it opens. Let's see.
And that picture is cool. I don't know if you see all their, their original flight pictures.
Right.
And then on the back it shows firefighters with a helicopter and old cats and stuff.
Yeah, unreal in a fire hose during a wildfire operation in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
It is on Main Street in Eureka, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, that's the Siskiyou County Museum. And if you go into page 36, it's just airports are also featured in the museum's exhibit. He had the first airport in the country established in the early 20s. It's amounted to a little more than a dirt strip for takeoffs and landings. But if you're a flight enthusiast and you are interested in aviation at all, which I love those guys up at Benton Park, this is happening in the city of
Yreka. Yep.
And people that fly are there, you know how their niches, they're the, you know, their motorcycles, the hog clubs and all that. But flying is one of those ones that's a really very deep seated group of individuals that, you know, are very close to one another if you're a pilot. And when you were talking about like Benton and stuff, my son and I right now are up there with Jim doing our flight training.
Jim Brimmer?
No,
because Jim loves to fly too.
No, he's the owner actually of the cafe and where they do all the work. I don't know.
Okay,
I know.
Okay, that's all right.
Ostrich or something like that is his last name.
All right, so he's teaching you.
You think I should know? I spend 6 hours a week with him.
Well, you know who else has learned is Mark Beecham.
Oh, really?
He's in my class.
Is he in your class?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Beecham wants to learn to fly. You know what?
It's hard.
I know it's got to be very hard.
You and I ought to take a class.
You ought to take that. You know, so.
So it's ground school that we're in right now. It's two times a week, 3 hours a class for 13 weeks.
Why is it hard? It's just getting the, you know, how hard is it to give it a little power and bring it up?
It's math.
It's not hard to fly the plane.
It's
that's
the
easy part. Oh, it's the ground school learning the rules.
Yeah.
And how about like your coordinates and math and don't you need, you know, the equations of like when the clouds are something and it's a.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Of course, I am a 50-year-old, 10-year-old where I'm in there constantly complaining. Why do we have to learn this crap? I'll never use it because now we have iPads and it has ForeFlight and you strap it to your leg and you put in where you are and where you're going and it does everything for you.
Until it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he says. Until it doesn't.
Yes. And then
you have to fly the plane. We look at dials that were built in the 1930s.
We were taking our people through a combat dive school, and we're making them work dive tables and all these different things. And even though that there were computers that would go on your equipment, and anything that your life relies on depends on. You got to be able to do it it without the technology.
Yeah.
Because the technology is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you need to know those things when your iPad, you know, runs out of power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or.
So, like, for instance, the other day we were learning about, you know, time. Things are done by time and weight and all kinds of weird measurements that you wouldn't think normally you should do that. But, like, so there's a. If you got yourself in a situation and you can't see, but you're VFR only trained, so you don't know how to fly IFR through clouds.
And VFR is visual flight.
Yeah.
And IFR is instrument flight radius.
So you have to turn around. Well, if you're flying a Cessna 170 or whatever, it takes, technically 4 minutes to do a 360 circle. So you go into a turn and your angle is, and you go to two minutes, and that'll get you to 180. And then you can back out, right? So I'm like, okay, yeah, so you have to do all this stuff. And then they just put glass, which is they took one of their planes and they upgraded it. So they took all the instruments out that were old that we're training on, and they put what's called the new glass panels in, and it's all digital, right? So in the glass plane, if you're flying and you get into that situation, you just push a button and the plane automatically turns and does everything for you automatically. And that was my point. I was like, so he's training us, and he's like, well, what would you do in this situation? I said, I'd push the button. And he goes, well, what if the button didn't work? And I was like, oh, then I'd have to calculate 2 minutes and make sure that, I step on the ball and make the right turn and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, and he's like, good. See, you know what to do.
You know, your kid's going, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
Dad,
oh,
embarrassing
I do that me. On a nightly basis.
Okay, I just saw. Besides, I'm going to skip over the picture of the turkey for a variety of reasons.
Okay,
is that because it's a beautiful picture taken by
Frank Cratafil?
It's a beautiful picture.
He does a turkey every November.
Cool. And it's, of course, it's Thanksgiving and all that. I'm doing it strictly because the turkeys have run circles around me for years. they go home and tell Carl stories.
Turkeys are a very elusive animal.
Unless you live in town.
Unless you live, yeah, well, then you can just get them off your front porch.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Enjoy the Magazine. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's 52 degrees, and it's going to be a beautiful day today, as usual. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's getting to that time of the year where we need propane. We'll be right back.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue. We support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio for our last segment here. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's like 52 degrees, and it's going to be going up to 84. Did you say 84 today?
84 today, and remember, everybody, you know, we talked about this weekend that Dave Benda, you know, the buzz on the street, did a really nice article about what's happening in some of these downtown.
Yeah, like five different businesses.
Five different businesses that of people like the where the Indian restaurant was, Crown Camera, the new people that are buying. What's the name of the restaurant that has the Irish? You know,
Shameless.
Yeah, was bought by
Muse.
Boyce Muse's son.
Yeah.
Because he said, we go down there all
favorite
the time.
Restaurant.
We enjoy it. So they bought it.
Yeah. So I'm loving this resurgence.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Because
I like the Empire State Building. I think I'll buy it.
Well, no, but here's the thing is that, and you guys know too, because you're right downtown. You've seen people come and go from your building.
Oh yeah,
you guys are
constantly surrounded by movement.
Well, and
just like we are,
it's never ending.
But you just stay centered. And meanwhile, you know, you've added a new addition, which I think is fabulous, and it's called, you know, What's Happening Downtown or Downtown Details.
Mm-hmm.
So and then there's little
in
segments
the magazine,
in there.
I think Rhonda's idea, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Rhonda just said, you know what, we need to do our part to help try to settle the hearts of the community for the change.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is communication and
mm-hmm.
knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So people get afraid when they don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying, and Rhonda said, let's just create a page where we interact with people that are busy downtown.
Right.
They're kind of doing things and in the know, and let them create a page once a month that just kind of gives a shout out of what's going and happening downtown, which I think is a brilliant idea.
So what we do is we feature.
So I approve, Rhonda.
No.
Good.
Two downtown businesses will be featured every month. This month it is Market Street Uniforms and Cinder's Wood Fired Pizza, and Viva Downtown will also do a little section, and they'll talk about what Viva Downtown is part of every month. This and Blake Fisher and Joe Shipman will be alternating every month. So here's the breakdown. Is
so
Blake's,
cute.
He's such a great guy.
If you know Blake, that's
it's totally him.
Well, he's such a great little actor, singer,
oh, yeah.
show business
yeah.
guy.
He is just high energy, too.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I love him, but like, there are days I'm sure I'd wake up out of bed
yeah.
and go, stay away.
Yeah, stay in your room.
You're
and
too much.
Joe Shipman's is in the know with Joe. So
yeah.
So Joe will be next month.
That's great.
But then they just talk about things that are happening. And then also there'll be a section about what's going on, like, you know, where are we with the roof, you know, or the parking garage and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But I just really thought it was important that people know that we're still here downtown, and there's still businesses that count on people coming
down. We're going to have to do something and make a concerted effort. It's like, you know, short-term, long-term. Long-term, the changes that are happening are going to be great for our community. Short-term, it's very frustrating. And
yeah,
there
how
are
do we
be,
work together? To make
there's going to be
work.
Parking issues.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to, people, I mean, you know, not, I'm not going to say that I'm not worried about it, but I tell every single person that comes into the store now, thank you for coming downtown and shopping, and please support us when the parking structure is being transformed.
Well, you know, right now,
because you have to make an effort at it, and you're
yeah.
going to have to do something.
Right
but,
now, we're out offering to the businesses downtown a special advertising package where we can bundle different businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Do like
and,
that second.
And,
yeah.
And do, yep. and do give everybody, hey, we're down here. We're open. And
we're here. We're here. Here. We're
yeah.
here.
And we want to do it because we're downtown.
Support yeah. your downtown businesses.
And you know what? And being here for as long as we have, we've watched businesses come
oh, yeah.
down, been touted as the business of the year, only to watch them fail 2 years later.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, literally, and you've seen that, too.
We had a Starbucks next door.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
you know,
right.
and we've had others, like I said, have been businesses of the year, and they just, now they're gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is we've got Sarah out going to all these businesses that this is going to impact on and say, come on, hey, we're still open, we're still for business, we've got great, you know, stuff here, and be able to give them a good price, a super price, I'm not going to find anywhere else in advertising, but then also get the word out there mm-hmm. via our Facebook page right. and our website and all these.
And we can partner with you guys on that. I think that would be great. We'll talk to you about this person, and you might say, hey, this person, you know, there's just giving love and blood to new businesses that are deciding to, again, or older businesses that yeah. like, hey, look, let's get you on. What do we have to do to fluff your feathers? We need to fluff your feathers.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because this is going to be a major thing for some people.
It's
going to
be tough for
it's
a lot of
be
businesses.
Tough. And we've got some other ideas. And
well, we've had some good meetings. Some of the city mm-hmm. representatives we've actually called directly, and they've come in and sat down with us. And, you know, one of the things that they changed really, and I was surprised to see, is they've decided to move how the structure's coming down. Originally, they were supposed to start like any day. And
November 11th.
They're going to tear down our side, which is what we're on. But we said, hey, you know, there's so many businesses on our side of the street that, you know, why wouldn't you,
a busy time of
why
year?
Wouldn't you wait until after the holidays?
Yeah.
And then
January.
They came back and said, you know what, we're going to leave the structure up on this side for parking, and we're going to start on the opposite side.
They're starting on the opposite side, and they're going to start November 11th. They came out, and so we can start watching that.
Before I forget to ask this, I want to talk about the downtown light parade.
Mm-hmm.
You guys stay open that during?
We have. Last year may have been
the first. Were we in it last year or the year before? Maybe.
Well, every year we always have some kind of thing that just conflicts, and we've been twice, and I'll be, gosh darn it, this year we want to be down there and watching it and be bystanders. Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that if the downtown businesses could be open, mm-hmm. like, you know, Deja Vu has their little
hot chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. So okay. I will tell you this, and it is really, when we stay open now for the parade, it's simply for the community. Nobody buys anything.
Yeah, nobody makes money on this.
Yeah, because they're busy watching the parade, and they come and they go. Mm. But we end up being a bathroom stop, people using the bathroom. And we always provide candy canes, balloons, popcorn.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. So we do it as a way to support the parade. Because the parade, I think, is super important.
Well, the parade is important. It's awesome. But, I mean, why not have this, like, a launch thing where the businesses could be open and have a percentage off just to kind of kickstart the more Christmas shopping.
Let me throw this thing at you. What do you think about this Festival of Lights? And don't, you don't have to take, you know, there's sides on this, okay, about the money and all this. But do you think Festival of Lights could be big for our city?
I think it could. And I'll tell you why.
That's great. Because you've been in leadership, Reading. So you know that sometimes
you
have to step outside the box in order to make growth happen.
And in Paso Robles, they have a huge one. I mean, it's gigantic. And it has brought in people from all over the place to there. They charge for it.
This would be charged too. You'd have to take it.
It is amazing. And actually, you'll see a story in our next issue about it.
Oh,
and we're doing it about the Paso Robles place. But, you know, we're also going to talk a little bit about the one that will be coming here. I think it's going to be awesome.
I am totally in the dark. I don't even know what it is.
Oh.
This is the Festival of Lights that the city is going to invest $500,000 in. $250,000 this year and $250,000 next year
of the
TOT funds.
Because
these are expensive to put on. It's going to be down at Turtle Bay. It's going to be gone for
in
6 weeks.
In Arboretum, that entire.
And
they're lighting up the Arboretum.
Yes.
I've started, and it's going to be more than that. It'll be food down there. It'll be everything.
Santa, music.
I've also started looking these up. And I've looked, you know, I'm kind of going to go into more deeper into how does it work? I mean, how do you get the people, you know, these things? But the possibilities of this are huge. The potential of this is huge. However, we're still you know, you're still got to be taking a look at what's going on in the city at
right,
the same time.
Right, and I
yeah, we've got to be able to keep that place clean,
right,
and safe.
Right, right.
So this is a city funded project.
Well, and privately funded too.
What they're doing is giving a grant to Turtle Bay,
who's
coming up with the rest of the money. But there's some other questions out there about how it's going to be run. And so all this, I think, we're not looking at anything happening this year, of course, but into 2020, from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah.
We have about a minute left. Closing thoughts.
Oh, gosh.
Well, remember, there are 6 fewer shopping days this year between Black Friday and Christmas. This is one of the shortest shopping days.
Right. Oh, just because of the dates.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
you know, I mean,
it impacts us as retailers heavily.
Oh, my God. We're getting back from
Albuquerque
at Thanksgiving weekend. And we get back here, it's the 1st of December. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm not over it.
And that's why they were starting all their Christmas sales before Halloween was even over.
I was wondering Black Friday. I was like, what? Okay.
Because they just,
they're
losing so much this year.
Well, thank you for that note. Mm-hmm. I think people listening need to know that. Ooh, okay.
And my thought would always be, you know what? There's a place and a purpose for online and a place and a purpose for big box, but your dollars matter where you spend them, and so consider local.
Consider local. Get a box from Enjoy the Magazine. You can send it anywhere in the world.
Enjoy the store.
And we do.
Yeah.
Enjoy the store.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.